You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to enter Virgo land, which is super exciting because all of our stuff is going to get orderly. We're going to feel better. We're going to feel clearer. We're going to be able to see all the flaws in all the designs. We are just going to be able to kind of step up our game and figure out what ducks need to be in which rows and move forward with clarity. So it's kind of nice. I think I always enjoy like just the shift in energy when the sun leaves Leo and moves into Virgo, because it's, and I guess it also depends on your personality. Like if you're very Leo, you might feel, or fiery, you might actually feel like sort of depressed and frustrated and like you don't want to worry about all the details. But with, if you have, you know, earth signs or water, there's something very clarifying and comforting, and just, I think just knowing how to take care of yourself and how to take care of things that are around you, all of that comes in with the Virgo energy. It's a very purifying energy. So on the, it enters into Virgo on, I'm on the wrong page. I got to flip my page over here. It enters into Virgo on the 22nd, which is Thursday, and it, you're going to feel it for sure. Like something in the air will change and you're going to be able to tap into just, even it's not only the sun that's moving into Virgo, Venus is in Virgo, Mars is in Virgo, and Mercury will be moving into Virgo. So it's like the stellium, which means a bunch of planets together in one place. So the focus gets really heavy on that area of your life. So depending on where you have stuff, obviously, because we're all different, but where that part of your chart is where the action is going to happen. So if you're, let's say you have Virgo in the fourth house, which would be like home and family, that's where all the action with the Virgo planets will be. So maybe you get your, you know, fall cleaning done. You wash your windows, get your fridge cleaned out, organize the pantry, do all the, like the detail work, dust the blinds. I know it sounds so like, really? It's so dull, but this stuff needs to get done. Otherwise, you live in squalor. Just ask any Virgo. So stuff like that, maybe you'll like use the pressure washer. Virgos love the pressure washer. If you can get your hands on a pressure washer and clean some cement or like a fence or the side of a house or old stuff that's really dirty that needs cleaning, get your hands on a pressure washer. It's just so satisfying. There's nothing cleaner than a pressure washer. So what else could you do? Virgo, it's also good for like getting cleanse, doing a cleanse, doing fasting. If you feel like you need to clear your system out or reset your metabolism, you could do a water fast, or you'll have a lot of fortitude for a lot of discipline because Virgo is very motivated, I think a lot of time by neurosis, but that neurosis sure goes a long way to keeping them healthy and well supplemented. So if you can, you know, figure out, maybe you're missing a nutrient. Maybe you need magnesium. Everybody needs magnesium, like everybody. And we don't get it nearly enough in our food. So start a magnesium supplement. Maybe you need, you know, more essential fatty acids in your diet. Maybe you should start eating coconut oil. Maybe you need to use coconut oil on your skin in the shower, or like whatever kind of Virgoian clarity-inducing cleaning up task that you can partake in, this is definitely the time that you want to do it. And you're going to feel like doing it. It's not even going to be like a task at all. You're going to kind of revel in this sort of orderliness, or it makes you feel really on top of the world. So like on top of your world, not necessarily the whole world or even the business world. It just might be your own little piece of the world. But it's also really a wonderful sign for caregiving or nurturing, but not in a like sappy kind of emotional way, more of like a, I've made soup for the family, and like let me take care of your, let me rub castor oil on your sore feet every day. Or there's just sort of a practical, it's very practical magic. That's what Virgo does. It sort of invokes all of our practical magic. So if you focus on healing, healing happens. If you focus on, you know, cleansing, cleansing happens. So you'll have the ability to focus on all these little details that you might otherwise not have focused on. So yay, Virgo. And it's like, not only that, we do have, it's not just Virgo, it's a bunch of other planets too. So that's kind of like exciting. Venus entered on the 21st on Wednesday. So that, like, Venus, it's not overly happy in Virgo because it isn't glamorous. Venus likes to be like fancy and there's like beauty, and Venus is into all that, but it's still within Virgo, like the beauty can be very practical. It can be very, like there's beauty in the practicality. So even though there might be kind of a feeling of that Venus is like kind of, what a drag. It's kind of like not so fun to worry about all these details, but Virgo is going to help Venus be very clear about what it wants, like make lists and plan for the future. Like, it's definitely a time to plan ahead. Planning ahead is simple, but the rewards are immense. So if you can, like, really get out your journal, get out your lists, where you keep your lists, order your life, and you are going to, and even like, if, because Venus has to do with what we value in our relationships, it can help us, again, serve our relationships. What does your partner need from you? What do your children need from you? What do your animals? Virgo rules our daily care of pets and animals. So what do you need? What does the world need from you? What does the earth need from you? What is the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom? We're all kind of, and Virgo is very much a service-oriented sign. So we're here to be of service in some way. And now it might be very clear of how you can do that. So do it. Do it if you can, if you have the opportunity. And it creates like kind of a lovely flow of give and take, and spreads the love around and opens your own self up for love and gratitude. And be grateful for opportunities to serve. Because sometimes, you know, it can feel like a burden taking care of others or being there for people in a service kind of way. But if you can kind of tap into the just the sheer fabulous feeling of giving and not overly worry about receiving right now, it'll create a wonderful feedback loop that you will not regret having created. So that is kind of the big shifts we've got going on. We're still also very much feeling a trine that was exact on the 21st, Wednesday the 21st, between Mercury in Leo and Jupiter in Sagittarius. We're definitely, like, that I think too is expanding our understanding of what we're here to communicate, maybe, what we're here, like what our special gift is, what our special, how we can, because Leo, Mercury in Leo, it's very happy to share its ideas and share its energy and share its talents. And so that's kind of what you're getting a chance to do, is tap into your talents and expand those with Jupiter. Like, lucky breaks will come, even maybe just a lucky, like, shift in energy. That's what I felt. I've definitely been, like, even though Leo time is fun and there's always lots of activity, I'm a Capricorn, so I square Leo, so I don't ever really enjoy it that much. I always feel distracted and like pulled from my work or whatever that I feel makes me feel on top of the world. It gets pulled away by this Leo fun sun energy, and I don't appreciate it very much. I really don't. I would like to, but I end up just feeling sort of behind and stressed out and pulled in directions that I don't really want to go. So now I can, like, I literally, yesterday the big shifts happened in the trine. Venus moved, and then we're about tomorrow. Venus moved on Wednesday, and Friday the sun will move, and I can feel the Virgo energy coming. And it's like super exciting for me, because now I can feel myself getting back on top of things and having kind of control of it just feels like more control, I guess. Maybe that's why I like it. More in control. When your Virgo ducks are in a row and you're doing everything you know you should, which can be kind of hard when you're wanting to have fun all the time. But with Virgo, you know, I guess it's the gifts of the discipline. And being a Capricorn, I appreciate that discipline because, again, it makes you feel on top of the world. So that's what's happening for all of us right now. We can all tap in. Hopefully, again, I mean, it could rub you the wrong way. It could be something that just makes you feel like critical or petty or criticized, which isn't overly fun. But if you can just shift your perspective a little, you can tap into like the wonderful opportunities to be really orderly and also creative. Like Virgo is a very like artisan, crafty, pure, really good with learn about, like you could right now very easily learn and assimilate the knowledge of essential oils or homeopathy or even astrology. You'll have like like the basics of it, or you could learn the astrological body types are very interesting. Like learning little bits of the astrology, you'll have a, like how the cell salts all relate to, I should do a podcast about that actually. There's these homeopathic cell salts that basically they call them tissue salts. So it's like all the minerals in our body are represented by different signs. So you can relate each of the 12 cell salts to the 12 zodiac signs. And generally, for whatever sign you are, it's the opposite sign you need more of in your system. So you might need more silica, and that would be something that you take, or there's like a magnesium version or a phosphate. There's all the cell salts that the body needs. So the little details of healing, Virgo is like super good at. And also natural healing. It isn't into pharmaceutical drugs. It isn't into, just basically pharmaceutical drugs. It's definitely aware of the way it's an earth sign, a very pure, connected, grounded earth sign that's aware that Mother Earth has provided us everything we need to heal and become whole and be healthy. So herbs and all that sort of stuff, everything that's grown here on the planet we reside is here to help us balance out and here to help us. Even our food is our medicine. So all those things can be very much assimilated right now. If maybe you are on some sort of pharmaceutical that's making you feel off or not right, this would be a good time to go on a, like, you know, withdrawal yourself from that. Even smoking, any like shitty habits you have, now is the time. You'll have a lot more like clarity and ability to pull the plug on any bad habits. And there's a lot of bad habits in the world to pull the plug on, really. So if you can see what you need to let go of, which of course we always can, then now's the time to especially tap into this Virgo energy. And we're coming up next week on the new moon too. So that's definitely going to give you like a big burst of ability in changing negative habits into positive habits. So on the same day, Friday the 23rd, the sun will enter Virgo. The moon will actually like go into kind of a difficult square with the Virgo energy, the Virgo sun, Venus, and Mars, right before it comes into a comfortable connection with Chiron. So it is kind of Friday will be a big day. You're going to feel, maybe you're going to feel pulled because the moon is in busy Gemini. So it's like, let's go do stuff. Although they're both ruled by Mercury, they have different avenues of Mercury that they represent. So with the Gemini moon, it could be pulling you in directions that maybe you don't really want to go, kind of, or maybe you do want to go, and that's the complicated thing. Maybe it's like, oh, let's go. You needed to be more reclusive and quit accepting so many social invitations, and the Virgo energy would definitely be into that. But the Gemini keeps getting invitations and keeps wanting to go do stuff and keeps like wants to be busy. It's just naturally a very busy body energy. So that could be in contrast with the Virgo energy, which wants to be busy as well, but in a very productive way. It wants to see results for its efforts. Like if you sweep the floor, Now the floor is clean and you can see it. Even if you paint the wall, now the wall is a different color. So whereas Gemini busyness can be like chit-chat and things that might not necessarily show actual concrete results in the real world right away. So it kind of might be a stretch on that day. So watch out for that. On Saturday, there will be a fusion of Mercury and Mars, the masculine feminine energies fusing together, which could be, again, like a huge burst of focus for this lovely energy. It could be, let's see, any kind of, again, all the Virgo stuff I've been talking about will be even more highlighted. If you, like, there could be Mars and Venus, there could be sparks flying. Even though Virgo's not a very sparky energy, there still could be like, you know, just maybe a clarity comes to you about what you're doing, about what action you need to take to get the value you deserve, or what you really do value and the action that you need to take. Take this weekend to really think about that. Like, what do you value? And what actions can you take to bring what you value into your life? Or what actions do you need to stop taking too? Because energy can go into releasing things as well, especially with Virgo because of the very cleansing nature of it. But definitely because of the Virgo energy too, we have like a clarity of words and a clarity of purpose. So if you need to do some writing or communicating or speaking, especially like even like writing and then editing, you'll be able to see clearly through your own mistakes or your own flaws, which can sometimes be hard. Now that won't be hard. It'll be something easy for us to do. So Sunday, we're going to switch from the Gemini moon to the Cancer moon, which should give us a very different flavor of energy. You might all of a sudden want to be more withdrawn and more inward. The moon is pretty busy making contacts that day to, well, it's in Cancer, and then it sextiles the sun. So a lot could be done kind of on the home front with your family in the orderly kind of, like, again, organizing. Or also not just with family, but maybe like taking care of your own emotional needs. And maybe your own emotional needs are like have something to do with how you can better care for yourself. And it might be very practical care, like eating avocados or, you know, whatever that might be for you. It could be, you know, you shouldn't drink so much coffee, so stop doing that. That would be taking care of yourself. And the Chiron energy, again, when it's active, and it is that day, it is on Sunday the 25th, our wounds can be triggered, right? Our like, ugh, I'm in like, I'm so humiliated, or even like where you are just, you know, thinking hateful things about your own self. Like, it can just be really triggering that worthlessness. Or like even just, you know, hopefully you've come far enough. I mean, you're learning about astrology, so you must be quite self-aware if you're delving into this realm of information. So if you can be like the observer of whatever pain you might be triggered with the Chiron aspects, then you can be like, it's Chiron. Like, yeah, I feel worthless. And yeah, you know, the outward world is reflecting back my own sense of humiliation or whatever it is, whatever the Chiron trigger is for you. If you know that it's like Chiron and we're all together collectively feeling these wounds, then it's easier to just kind of let them flow through you. Your wounds aren't you. They're something that you chose to learn from and chose to heal. Ultimately, because you're overcoming, it's like, okay, for the collective, I will take on this bit of burden and my own healing of this burden or this, like, where you've been abandoned or rejected or humiliated, wherever your wound is. I'm with you healing it. You heal for all those to come as well in all directions of time. So it's really powerful work. And the more that you can sit with whatever comes and hold it and hold space for the crappy feeling and the humiliation or the vulnerability or whatever it is, then the faster it'll move through you and you can move on. And then you can turn around and be there for someone else when they are in that space of suffering or humiliation or or whatever it is, whatever their flavor of their Chiron is. So Sunday, be careful. Just be aware. But there's still such good Virgo energy. I think you're going to be okay. It's going to be fleeting. On the 26th, which is Monday, we have a very active moon in Cancer. So there's going to be lots of shifty emotions going on, mostly good, mostly like little bits of blessings and opportunities as it connects with Mars. So we're going to have kind of energy. We're going to have energy for what we're doing or be invested in what we're doing. And with Venus, we're going to know that what we're invested in is what we value. And that feels good. That feels like you're on track when what you're actually investing in is what you hold value. It's not some obligation or something you just do because you don't know what else to do or you thought you should do or they told you to do. It's because it has value for you, which is awesome. And it also connects to the Uranus in Taurus. So there's a stability coming in as well, like maybe the feeling of being in the groove of working towards what has value is what's really going to shake up your world and totally lay a new foundation, which is what Uranus in Taurus, I think, is doing for all of us. And there will also be a trine, again, a blessing, a lucky blessing, a lucky opportunity between Venus in Virgo and Uranus and Taurus. So it can be a blessing that comes out of the blue that you didn't expect. It can be maybe a really like a blessing that is sort of out of the norm or unusual or quirky or genius or all the, you know, boundary breaking rebel blessing. Although, I mean, it's Earth sign, so how rebellious is it going to be? But it could be like where you start living a whole new way. Your whole Earth world has been shaken by Uranus coming in, like moving into Taurus and changing the whole foundation around you. Yay, let's do that. That's good because we need to change our foundations to build new foundations to take our next step. Otherwise, we're just stagnating. And then what's the point? Then we're not really living, right? We're supposed to be living. That's what we're here for. So Monday is a good day. You're going to feel good. There's also a trine that day between the moon and Neptune in water signs. So there is a magical sort of shimmery, like stuff appearing through the fog kind of thing, or maybe even like ideas coming into clarity. You were in the fog and now the ideas are coming clear. Maybe little bits of things that you've been getting for a long time are coming into this, like coalescing into something bigger and more and transcendent, which is lovely. The same day, the moon will also, again, Monday, super busy astrological day. Lots of planets making moves. But there's the moon for a brief mid-afternoon, early evening, depends where you are, of course, in the world. There will be an opposition between the moon in Cancer and Saturn in Capricorn. So that opposition might be like between feelings and work, or family and work. It's that Cancerian realm against the Capricorn realm. So they're very different. Capricorns, even though they're opposites and they do have, it's the mother and the father energy, like the patriarch and the matriarch, they have different fortes, right? They have different areas of excelling in. So with that, you might have a little bit of a push-pull, a little like an opposition within you. I want to do this, but this needs to be done. So remember, always with the oppositions, it's not this or that, it's this and that. So keep that in mind. We're here to integrate all of this energy. So we do have an opposition between the moon and Pluto on Tuesday, which we're probably going to feel. But it's brief because the moon is moving fast, right? It goes through every zodiac sign in about 2 days. So it's going to hit Pluto again. It'll help us be aware of the weighty concerns or the necessary deep diving that we need to do. And then it'll move on. So we're not going to be like overly punished by the Plutonian energy, which can be really hard to deal with because it does govern beginnings and endings and transformations, all which can be difficult to endure, especially for the more non-changing types. On the Wednesday, it's a lovely day. There's a trine between Mars and Uranus. So there's going to be like a real spark in our step. And it's also a really good time to, because we're heading towards the new moon, which is on Friday, August 30th. As we head towards that, we can really start to wrap up what we've been doing, what's on our plate, get ready to start a whole new session. Again, a session with, because it's the new moon, it's a Virgo new moon, and we're going to have all that Virgo energy that we can kind of really harness because of the new moon, which is awesome. And on the 29th, this is kind of our last, like right before the new moon on Friday, which I'll come back and talk about next week, we have Mercury entering Virgo. Again, this is when your mind will really shift and you will become a lot more orderly in your thoughts, in your habits, it's like a purifying energy, which is really lovely. Let's purify, because, you know, I think that we are really evolving right now. And so the stuff that is in the way of that evolution and the way of us kind of being who we came here to be needs to get out of the way. Virgo comes along and helps us do that, helps us be very clear and precise and certain of what we're doing. Clarity. It's just such a lovely thing. It can't be overestimated or underestimated. It could be overestimated, I guess, but probably not. Clarity is really important, especially for any sort of practical magic you might be engaging in. So now's the time to change your life. Thursday, that trine between the sun and Uranus and the fusion in a conjunction between the moon and Mercury, all in Taurus, again, is another very Taurian day. But in a like blessing, we're getting blessings of order and clarity and practicality and groundedness. That's all coming in. So get your ducks in a row in the next week and really prepare for the new moon coming up in Taurus or in Virgo. Make sure you know if you have to quit smoking or you have to quit drinking or you have to quit bonbons or stop eating fast food or whatever. Sit down more if you're walking too much. Whatever it is you need to change, be prepared to set that into motion on August 30th when the new moon will be in Virgo. So that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a most practical week full of magic.